Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but I'm not the star of the show. I'm telling you, we got the star here in studio with us, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. We're talking about the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome to our show. We have a good one, Fred, for you here, as we usually do.
Yep.
And Mike, you're in your Dodger blue.
Dodger blue.
I know. You're wearing that shirt in mourning. I know that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm getting ready because I'm going to wear everything. I'm a Dodger fan extraordinaire. And I'm getting ready in case baseball gets going in Arizona. I'll just be wearing blue and be sitting in front of the TV to check and see what's going on and watch the games with no fans.
Yeah,
I hope there's going to be players.
There may not be enough players.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw, we'll talk about that. He's going to play, but he doesn't want to leave his family for 4 months.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
He's been engineered away from his family, and that's that's not in the contract.
Yeah, that's not. You're absolutely right. So we got a lot to talk about today. We got a guest on the show today, Dan O'Brien. Dr. Dan O'Brien is here. Going to be talking about, will sports ever return to normal? This guy's a doctor. He's got a lot of stuff. You know, the public health plan to bring back sports, sans fans and everything is something. So we'll be talking to him here in just a few minutes and getting his thoughts on what that's going to be like. It's going to be strange, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's never, ever going to be the way it was before. It's going to be like going to the airport after 9/11.
We got to take our shoes off before we watch the game?
You better believe it.
Okay, I just wanted to know what that was all about. Yeah, and we've got emails from you today. We're going to talk about the potential of major sports returning. We're going to talk about President Trump's a new group of people. He's got a lot of people in the sports world that he put on about opening the country back up again. We'll talk some more about that and see who's involved and kind of discuss it all around. So get ready to take that under consideration. Your week okay so far, even though you've been sequestered and hunkered down, Fred?
I'm my best source of company and entertainment.
Yeah, well, sure you are. You can find that out by following Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And the really big one, though, you want to send in an email so we can answer your questions, and we'll get to some, as I mentioned, a little bit later on in the show, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating, from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, rotting wood and fascia, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter, the nation's number one rated gutter protection system.
One of the things that I like the most is that I don't have to get back on the ladder anymore.
Leaf Filter starts by cleaning, sealing, and realigning your gutters. We then install our micro mesh screen over your existing gutters, which is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
Trying other products is what made us finally go to Leaf Filter.
And Leaf Filter's lifetime transferable warranty makes it an extraordinary value.
Leaf Filter is going to make my home more valuable, especially when I go to sell it.
Call 833-287-3435 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Call 833-287-3435 or visit GetLeafFilter.com.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC. Ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere. Taxes and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the guy who played for the New York Giants. Had a brief breath of air when he was on the Patriots for a while, but then came to the Los Angeles Rams with a stellar career. Going into acting with a great career, including Hunter and Land's End and Agent X and all sorts of movies and a whole lot of things. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Well, thank you so very much, and we have a live guest.
What we do
on,
today.
On the show today, Dr. Dan O'Brien, and his question is, will sports ever return to normal?
Dr. Dan O'Brien, welcome to the broadcast.
Yeah, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Let me give a little introduction here. Dr. Dan O'Brien, a medical expert. He's for the here and now, but he's also a medical futurist. We'll find out what that's all about. He has specialized knowledge in telemedicine, digital health, robotic technology, gene editing, augmented reality, software technology, artificial intelligence, a physician and a professor, a passion for innovative healthcare. You're the real deal here, Dr. Dan.
Right. No, thank you.
Like to have you there with us. So let's talk about this. You know, Fred just mentioned it. Is sports ever going to return to normal? What are your thoughts regarding the plan to bring back sports?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? You know, just being a sports fan myself and being passionate about it, you know, I know participants are eager, fans are eager to get back. And I think right now the research and scientists are really working hard on the vaccine. And I think once we get that, I really think we'll be headed in the right direction to continue play. So I'm very hopeful maybe for late summer, early fall to return back to sports.
So you're saying you're willing to wait a year to year and a half and have sports as well as American life up in an upheaval waiting for a vaccine for this? Because that's the problem we're having. We're having government intercede into our everyday life for what they're saying is a year to a year and a half.
Yeah, and I think with some of that, you can really fast track, you know, some of these vaccines, even antivirals, too, if you can kind of go through the trials and fast track it. I really think maybe we could be 6 months away instead of that 12 to 18 months away.
Really?
If not, maybe we can play in front of TV cameras and maybe at least bring that as sports really unifies people.
Yeah, well, now you're
that could be a good option.
Yeah, now you're setting a precedent for government intervention. And we knew what happened when this moron got on an airplane with the firecracker in his shoe. It completely screwed everything up in America and around the world. And now we're taking all of our clothes off, getting into an airplane.
Right, right.
Yeah. Dr. Dan, what do you see? I mean, to hit that middle ground, I'm with Fred. It seems like you know, everybody's scare tactics is going on with this thing as well. How much is fear playing in all this stuff with us?
Yeah, it's a lot, right? You know, I really think as people are watching the news and obviously following the media and with social distancing, that there is a certain degree of fear, but also just the realistic standpoint that social distancing is working. It is flattening the curve, what we've been seeing on television, but also it's important that we really practice that. And as we look at sports, specifically the contact sports, we have to really make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Well, I would posit that this distancing is only staving off the inevitable. We all have to get back together and mingle. We all have to be at baseball games sitting next to one another. There has to be 60,000 people together comfortably, and you can't have half the people, 30,000, wearing masks and gloves, and the other 30 not doing so. You create an awful lot of problems, and you divide people through the ideology of what is safe and what isn't safe.
I totally agree. Absolutely.
What, Dr. Dan, what safety measures do you see? Is there any way we could get something in place so we could have participants and spectators together? And what about the athletes? How do they stay safe?
Yeah, I really think just to start with the athletes is them really being honest as far as what their symptoms are. You know, keeping in touch with their team physician, maybe even virtually now through the technology of telemedicine, the way that we're interacting with physician and team players, I think that's certainly really important. Also looking at some of the daily routines of the athletes, maybe really focusing on more technically specific workouts rather than kind of intense cardio workouts, as you don't want to ramp up the immune system too much. So I think those are a couple of things that really come to mind. And of course, looking at public health too, as we're in the watching games within the stands, you know, even with the concessions and how that plays a part in the public health with the food and beverage is important.
I got to tell you, Dr. Dan, I am in total disagreement with how we bring people together here. I think that this is a government intervention. I think for the most part, the best thing we could possibly do is be together. It will help our immune system. And I think that through diet, through being young and watching how you take care of yourself, I think it's exercising. If you could get somebody who's 65 years of age on a workout program and a good diet, they have a better chance against this virus than not.
I totally agree. You know, just taking care of yourself, even getting quality sleep, having a balanced diet, like you mentioned, the exercise, you know, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and do everything we can to boost our immune system. You're absolutely right. It's crucial.
Dr. Dan O'Brien is our guest here today and an authority here on this. Dr. Dan has an extensive a physician network. He's got relationships with key opinion leaders around the world. He's completed his clinical rotations at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. He's completed a certificate of participation at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine. So let me ask you, going along with what Fred just mentioned, don't professional athletes have stronger immune systems because they're always staying in shape and they work out a lot? And would they still become infected? Could they with the COVID-19? I mean, if they build up themselves, aren't they maybe a little better off than the rest of us because they're working out?
Yeah, right. But that's the million-dollar question. We've even seen, you know, NBA players that have been contracted with COVID-19. And what's interesting about the immune system is sometimes it can be an overdrive where it's essentially almost too active in regards to, say, an intense cardio workout, and that can actually do more harm than good, particularly, you know, if someone's very symptomatic.
Well, I'm all for putting people together. Certainly when you do it, how you do it is one thing. But if you're saying that we now have to live our lives differently and we have to reinvent what it's like to be healthy, then this planet would have died out 10,000 years ago when the first wave of viruses hit. I'm not patient when it comes to trying to figure out how to reinvent what is common sense and reasonable. Last year we had 62,000 people die of the flu, and you would have never known it. It wasn't made. Nobody made a big deal out of it. And people had the virus. They got rid of it because they had a good immune system, and they got rid of a lot of this stuff. And now we're ramping up now to make a big deal out of the most common sense of things. Of where to sit, how far to stay away from somebody. What do we do? Tell us, give us a pamphlet on how to tie our shoes, so to speak, you know.
Dan, you've written articles about this. Where can we go to get more information on it?
Yes, great. You can go to my website, which is drdanmd.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at drdanmd1.
drdanmd.com. What's the handle on Twitter?
At drdanmd, the number one.
At drdanmd, the number one. Gotcha. All right, yes. Hang in here with us, Dr. Dan. Stay with us here. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Glad to have you with us. A lot of people in our chat room. We're on SiriusXM Channel 211. We're on CRN Sports. We're on Sports Byline. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's is Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And we're on, among other things, Facebook Live. We got our chat room going there and a lot of great people in there. And when Brian says, you know, obviously he says the virus is a serious problem, but he says the trouble is news no longer gets reported without an agenda. And I think he might have hit on the nail on the head with that, Fred. Your thoughts on that?
Well, listen, we could go very quickly. And remember, the danger here is, and if there is any danger of of plodding through to try to find the truth and make reason out of what's happening to us. You know, we're all in this together in terms of not only the virus and knowing people that have come down with the virus. My daughter probably has the virus. You know, she's been sick for off and on for the last 2 months. And I send all my love to Kate there and hope everything is great. But you're pretty much going to have to run the course with this disease. And we didn't know anything about the virus of 2018-2019 that killed 62,000 Americans. Very quietly, 62,000 people died. How many people of those 62 has it been broken down to where we understand how many healthy people, how many people in a specific age group, how many elderly people, how many people with pre-consisting
conditions
did that affect? And nobody's telling us anything about the everyday breakdown. I don't get any information about it. Hell, I'm in front of a TV, unfortunately, all day, like most people are, and I'm looking for information. You know, I want Trump to say, here's how many people have died so far. Of this amount of people that's died, here's the people that died because they had pre-conditioned diseases.
Yeah.
And I want to know everything. I want to know the specifics of it. I want to know why we can't be together. You know, why can't we go to a baseball game? Why can't you go to the Yankee Met game, and sit up there with everybody and realize that there's going to be some people that are going to make their own mind up to say, you know, something, I don't feel very well. I got a fever. I'm going to stay home. Well, they self-quarantine themselves, just like we've always done. And suddenly now we need the government to make these tiny decisions for us, everything. And I said it to Dr. O'Brien. It's like getting a pamphlet, a government standing in line to get a pamphlet at the library so we can go home now and relearn how to tie your shoes. And that's what we're in line for. You know, and we did nothing last year, the last viral season, 2018-19. We did nothing to mitigate anything. We weren't told about anything. We just kept saying, gee, the flu's causing a lot of deaths. I didn't know anything about it. It was just kept a secret. The government didn't jump on it. Why didn't the government jump on it? Why why didn't we go through what we're going through now before?
That's true. With thinking of agendas and then thing, as Brian mentioned, I don't think we've got the full news of this from the World Health Organizations. Was there an accident in some lab in China where they were doing research that this stuff got out? I think there was definitely a scare that must have got out into officials to make this thing happen. Now, that being said, I agree with what Dr. Dan O'Brien said. Crank it up a bit. They say a year, year and a half to get some kind of a vaccine here to go ahead and combat the COVID-19. That needs to be worked on around the clock right now because the flu
exactly.
shot puts a little bit of that flu in your body to build up your antibodies so you can hit back against it. And that's where we should be hearing this work. We should be getting our greatest minds in labs working on this stuff.
I was with the Rams for 10 years. In my training camp experiences, we had all these players, over 125 players together out there at Cal State Fullerton. And what happened one day is a couple of players came down and they were sick. There was like three or four players that were sick. They missed practice. And then about 10 more went down. And then about out of 100 and some odd players, there was like about 15, 16 guys that were bedridden. So what they do, they came around, they got everybody a gamma globulin shot. Everyone got a shot, and they went on without missing a beat. And the point was is that we were all together. We were confined together in apartments, five to an apartment, and we were together on the field. You know, and as funny as it might sound, we were even we didn't have to stand 6 feet apart in the huddle. We actually had a huddle, and we got to be around people, sweating, contact, tackling, all of it. And we went about our business, and the people that were that had immune systems that were vulnerable got some sort of a symptom. And how long it lasted was up to that individual. And the other thing that's frustrating is they're making a blanket statement that the models that they're using are changing all the time, and they're keeping us tethered to one model, the New York, New Jersey, Michigan model, where this is the pattern of the virus, and this is the reason we have to shut everything down. No, you don't. Why would you have to shut down 30 states that aren't giving you any feedback whatsoever? And here's what I would do. I would put people together, if they want to. I'd put people together. I would open up basketball, baseball games. I would let people come there and just if you don't feel well, don't show up. But we're going to go ahead with our business. We're going to play baseball because that's what we do. We go ahead and play baseball. We're all not going to spend the whole month, the weekend, the summer, killing our economy and killing the spirit of America because of some business model that doctors figured out that is not working. Those numbers were fake numbers.
We got more coming up from our listeners here. They're starting to really pop in on our Facebook live feed. We'll have more of that. More with Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. This is the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us. We're hitting the topic today. Sports Lounge, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Last week, some mail came in here for you, emails. Ted says, cheers, Fred. Send a picture of you in the TV show Cheers. That was one of the, you had a few appearances in there.
Yeah, I was over there for a while.
Yeah, Pamela says, great blast from the past. She has a picture here of you and Lance Renssel in 1930s attire.
Yeah, you know what that was?
Tell him about that. You were introduced interviewing defensive end Carl Eller at the Vikings camp. Tell us about this. What was going on there?
Lance was hired by Dick Schaap. God bless him. Rest his soul. Dick hired Lance and paid him, gave him
Sport magazine,
the whole
right?
credentials for Sport magazine,
yep,
to go to the Vikings Pittsburgh Steeler game in New Orleans, 1974, after the 74 season, and to cover the sport and write anything he wanted to about the experience before, during, and after the game.
Right.
And he decided I should take Fred with me because Fred's always fun and has some good ideas about to help me out, frame out a good story.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what we should do? We should go over to into Westwood and watch this movie. It was just out called Front Page. With Walter Matthau.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a Roaring 30s deal.
Right.
So we're sitting there thinking, huh, it was a rainy day, rainy Thursday afternoon. And I said, you know what we should do? Let's get dressed up as Roaring Reporters and cover it as Roaring Reporters. He said, that's a great idea. So we got on an airplane. We got dressed. We stayed in the same clothes for 3.5 days. And we ate free, drank free. We got drunk every day, and it was a lot of fun.
Took some great stories and good pictures there. Dan says, Fred, always a fan of yours, and you and everybody. Says you look healthy, even though, you know, you've no sports on TV. He says he's older than you, but you look younger than him.
Who's this?
This is Dan. Dan Singleton's wrote to you and said that.
Oh, wow.
Chris says, any memories of playing in Atlanta? Anything stands out in Atlanta?
Yeah, that clay. That clay that just chewed up your legs.
Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Again, that is freddreyer@crntalk.com. We read these on the air and get to them every week. freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com, your team, your community.
Looking for a great dinner option for you and the family? Indulging in Ruth's Chris Steakhouse has never been easier with Ruth's Anywhere. Select from steakhouse favorites prepped in our kitchen and enjoyed at your table on your time. Enjoy all of your steakhouse favorites, like our $40 prefix menu and more. Just call us at your favorite Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and place your order by phone. We look forward to serving you. Find out more at RuthsChris.com or call your local Ruth's Chris Steakhouse today. Remember, Ruth's Chris is open for takeout every day. If you like, we'll even deliver your takeout order when you arrive at the restaurant. Let us know when you place your order at your local Ruth's Chris Steakhouse today. Pick up or delivery to your car. Visit us at RuthsChris.com. That's RuthsChris.com.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify. Then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
Back in the Sports Lounge. A reminder for you, Dr. Dan O'Brien, you can check him out at drdanmd.com. That's drdanmd.com. And you follow him on Twitter at drdanmd and the number one. Drdanmd1 on Twitter. So back here, yours truly, Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. A lot of people tuned in listening to Dr. Dan and also checking out some things here. The lovely Susan, a longtime listener of the late, great Robert Conrad, tuned in here to you today. Glad to have her with us. Brian, Ed, Leslie, Bruce, Beverly, Shannon there. Ed says that the mayor of Los Angeles, Fred Dreyer, says he might cancel sports till 2021. And Ed is agreeing with you. He says that'll destroy college and pro sports.
Well, of course it will. And that's the whole point of all of this, taking advantage of this disaster and manipulating people with it. This is the worst of times we're facing here. This is, and it's my opinion, and I say this in the face of everything that's true about people dying. The people are dying because of this. But what I don't, what the frustration I have is I don't get the conversation or get anything explained to me as to who's dying, what are the percentages, and what are they dying of? Are they dying because of some sort of a preordained disease like diabetes and overweight and heart disease, or is it the actual virus itself freestanding by itself killing people?
Because they're saying that people that go into the hospital and die sometimes are getting just chalked up of dying from this COVID-19, and it might be a long-standing battle with heart.
That's right.
Or something else that's going on.
It's a confluence of a lot of things. Yep. I just don't think that family of four going to a Dodger game, having a great time with their family, is suddenly going to be at risk of life or death. I don't believe that. And because if that were the issue, again, as I said before with the Dr. Dan interview, this whole country, this whole planet would have been wiped out 10,000 years ago.
Now we got Dr. Anthony Fauci. He's we see him on with the coronavirus updates with the president, and he's saying that the only way professional sports will happen this summer is by holding events without fans in attendance and by keeping players in hotels. He said there's a way of doing that, quoting him now, there's a way of doing that. Nobody comes to the stadium. Put the players in big hotels, whatever you want to play. Keep them very well surveilled. Have them tested every single week and make sure they don't wind up infecting each other or their family, and just let them play the season out. He said there might be enough interest in from fans to watch the games even if they could not attend. So Major League Baseball and its players have been considering plans that would allow them to start the season in a single location like in Arizona.
Well, now you have Dr. Fauci and what's her name running the country.
Yeah.
You know, based on what? A virus that's spreading throughout the world that is true, has killed some people. But the life or death aspect of this is 0.002 of 1%. 98 plus don't die from this.
Well, and let's go back to your point when you were talking to Dr. Dan O'Brien here in the show. And that is, you mentioned, and my uncle talked about this on the farm. He's been around farm animals. He's been farming for years. And he says he thinks that people sometimes need to be out and about to pick up some of these things so your body builds up, you know, the antigens, the whatever you need to ward off these illnesses for you and get that immune system going.
That's correct.
And if we keep yourself wiped totally clean, as soon as you come out of the, quote, bubble, you're going to be hit with something that's going to lay you flat.
See, I disagree with a lot of what is being proffered is let's stay 6 feet away. Let's stay in our house for 20 hours a day and not have any chance at all of coming in contact with anything. I think just the opposite. I think you should be together, live your lives. The people who come down with the virus are going to get the flu for whatever it is, 3, 4, 5, 6 days, whatever it might be. How many are going to die? Well, those people who are in the high percentile of chance should be looked after. They should be given what's the name of the drug that everybody's talking about?
Hydroxy.
Yeah, they can't decide if they should give it or not. I'm giving it. This goes right in the face of what Trump said. You know, if I want a drug that's going to save my life, I want to be able to take it right now. And there's enough of tests. Over the years, this one guy called in 20 years he's been on this drug, and he says it's the greatest thing. It saved my life.
Fred Dreyer, everybody. We'll have more right here in the Sports Lounge. Stay with us on CRN.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. A lot of people is getting in on our Facebook Live feed. We're on CRN Talk. We're on Sports Byline Radio Networks. We're on SiriusXM Channel 211 and on Facebook Live and a whole bunch of other video channels there. Thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate it. And we've got a lot of things to talk about here on the show. Kendra says, people like myself with pre-existing conditions are passing away at a higher rate, according to a few scientists. Graphs and charts would be helpful of what they are reading from so the general public would know more than stay at home and wait it out. Unfortunately, a lot of areas across the U.S. aren't testing or admitting unless you have to go into the hospital and be incubated, and that's the whole thing, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. That's exactly it. It's a good
observation.
That's
your point, right?
Well, I think that's that point right there. I don't think you need to be a medical person, a doctor, or have medical experience to know how to look. I'm 73 years old. I've had all kinds of things happen to me in the arc of my life. I've been around a lot of places. I've been all over the world, and you know, I've taken vaccinations. I've done everything. I'm just one person out of millions, and I can tell you that, you know, with that Ebola scare in Africa that was circling the world, that caught on in certain parts of the country, in certain parts of the world, the N1H1 virus and the swine flu. Those are the three that are kind of recent within the last 25 years.
Sure.
Not one government official stood up and said, we got to shut the country down. Nobody stood up. Not one doctor stood up. Nobody from the World Health Organization told the United States or told a president, here's what you have to do now. This is such a terrible thing. You're going to wipe out America if you don't shut down and sequester and stay home and not go to a restaurant, not go to a baseball game, not take part in life. And nothing happened. Suddenly, this flu comes out that is other than the death count from people who have pre-existing conditions.
Right.
Other than that, the death rate is 0.02 of 1%. This is not like you got to stay in the house and turn the lights out. This isn't the Black Plague. You know, there's not horse-drawn body carts coming by your house loading the dead up. This has nothing to do with that. You know, this is something that is very fixable and doable. And my opinion is that you don't sequester, you don't go away from normal patterns, you stay together, and you decide. You know, let's go to the beach. I don't feel very well. Stay home. Let's go to the Dodger game. Okay, that's great. I'm feeling better today. Let's go out. You know, everybody has gone out feeling sick. Everybody has gone to places publicly and private not feeling very well. And people might have gotten a little bit of a bump from you being sick, but it isn't like this. This is something that is manufactured. This is something that I think the Donald Trump was intimidated by and realized, I can't be this cavalier and I can't be this opinionated about something that is so scientific that is killing people. Yeah, that's why I think it's important.
Well,
it's a
tough topic. It's tough to look at.
It's very difficult.
And so he's put together now, Donald Trump has put together a team of advisors, and there's some sports people on this team now. He's got NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, the Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. He's got the National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman is on there. He's got the UFC President Dana White, the PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan, Don Garber from Major League Soccer, WWE Chairman Vince McMahon, NASCAR Vice Chairman Lisa Kennedy, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban. Here's the deal. This Dana White from the UFC Ultimate Fight Championship and WWE Chairman Vince McMahon, kind of interesting because they've been pushing to get some of their events back on TV and get going again. So they're pushing for that. You got team owners. You got this. We'll see how this thing comes together going along with the governors, who seem to be somewhat united on trying to get this country going and get it back together. We got to see what we can put together.
Well, I mean, this is great that these captains of industry, sports industry here, are stepping forward and help the president. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
But remember, you're fighting against a model that belongs to the World Health Organization. You know,
I don't know about those guys. What have they done?
But it's the politic of disease.
There you go.
This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
The politic of disease. And all things are true. That's why it's a touchy situation. People are dying. The people that most need to be told to stay home. The elderly, the people who have pre-existing conditions. All of those things are true. But for the heart of America, the engine of America, it's its people mingling together. And if you take that away, you're just delaying. You're destroying the financial, and you're destroying people's lives economically as opposed to exposing them to death-defying disease.
Your thoughts, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Got a lot to talk about here on this. We'll get to some of our emails. Just stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, along with this whole coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic, and getting baseball ready to go, they're talking about playing the games in Arizona. Everybody would play there at all those spring training facilities. They'd keep the players in hotel rooms. When the players are saying that, hey, hold on a second, because, you know, we don't know about this. Clayton Kershaw, normally it would be into four or five starts already by now in the season. He thinks it'd be okay to discuss about playing in Arizona, but he says, one thing I think is great, we're trying to figure something out. I will say the situation that was played out, I don't know who wrote the article or where it came from. I just don't see that happening. I'm not going to be away from my family and not see them for 4 months. I just talked about how much Cooper, that's his newborn son, is doing in 1 week. He says he changes all the time. To miss 4 months of his life right now, I'm just not going to do it. Your thoughts, Fred?
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, I would be surprised if he did do it.
Kershaw was talking and reported by ESPN's reporter early last week, and he says, "An ultimate, it's going to be a union decision. I can understand how someone maybe with no family, maybe he's in their first few years, would be okay with baseball being played, but he wants to see his family."
Well, I don't blame him. I would probably have the same feeling about it.
Yeah, to be locked away, it's tough. There's a lot of decisions and things going down. I just hope, as we mentioned here, a good doctor there mentioned here at the beginning of the show here, Dr. Dan O'Brien, that we get some kind of a some sort of an immunity set up here or whatever, and be able to take it easy and get ourselves in better shape.
I say go ahead and play the game and, you know, forget having to qualify yourself to decide under what conditions you're going to do it. Show up and let people come watch it if they want. Bring your family if you want, and get on with it. Stop tippy-toeing around this.
All right, find out more. Join us again next week. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred Dreyer at Fred Dreyer at Fred_Dreyer. There you have it. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Get out there and live life, folks.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.